Up next, the news bulletin.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
With the main news on One Love Radio, my name is Mombra Tailash. The headlines. Census workers demand payment in Luano. Luangeni constituency completes 13 education CDF projects. In international news, thousands celebrate open-air mass with Pope Leo in Cameroon. And in sports, Kanyemba pleased with away win. And now the news in detail. The Movement for Multi-Party Democracy, MMD, has raised concern over the proposed nomination fees by the Electoral Commission of Zambia ahead of the country's general elections, warning that the move could undermine democratic participation. The party noted that the suggested fees, about 100,000 kwacha for presidential candidates and 25,000 kwacha for parliamentary aspirants, are too high for many citizens in a challenging economic environment. MMD argues that such costs risk turning leadership into a privilege for the wealthy rather than an opportunity accessible to all qualified Zambians. MMD Interim National Secretary Lumba Kalumba says the proposed parliamentary nomination fees are particularly exclusionary as they could sideline capable grassroots leaders, young candidates and emerging voices. The Chartered Institute of Customer Management, CICM Zambia, has hosted the Customer Experience Index Convention in Lusaka, which brought a number of companies together to understand the Customer Experience Index. Speaking at the convention, CICM Executive Director Dominic Mahundu says following a survey that was conducted nationwide electronically shows that the Zambia National Customer Experience Index stands at 61% with the global benchmark referenced at 80%. Mr. Mahundu says the Zambia National CXI places Zambia significantly below the benchmark, indicating that customer experience is moderate but underdeveloped at a national level, the media and the hospitality sectors being the best performing sectors respectively.
In our partnership with Azure, in our CX technology partner, that is strengthening the analytical depth and technological leader of this company, involving our strategic alliance with great people, and what is the state of the art customer experience platforms that are human centered. Together, we are building a foundation that will guide policy, shape organizational strategy, and elevate safety standards across sectors. The index is not the end of the process. It is just the beginning of a new era. And in a way, decisions are informed by data, where service excellence becomes the national culture, and where every Zambian, as a customer, and as a citizen, experience the country that works for them. As we move forward, I invite leaders across the public and private sectors to use this report as a compass. Let it challenge us, inspire us, and guide us towards a Zambia where excellence is not an inspiration, but a gift.
Now, some individuals who participated in the 2022 Census of Population and Housing in Luano District of Central Province have expressed concern over delayed payments, alleging a lack of clear communication from the Zambia Statistics Agency, ZAMSTATS. Winter Mubanga, who served as a District Census Committee member representing the media, described the situation as disheartening, noting that several individuals who contributed to the exercise are still awaiting their dues without guidance on when they will be paid. Mubanga has since called on the government through ZAMSTATS to urgently address the matter. He disclosed that a number of affected workers across Central Province remain unpaid nearly 2 years after the national exercise was conducted. According to Mubanga, affected individuals have made several attempts to follow up the issue through relevant channels, including the Luano District Census Coordinator, the Central Province Regional Census Coordinator, and the National Census Coordinator.
I am calling on government through the ZAMSTATS to quickly address the matter said man have been engaging relevant authorities, but nothing positive has been realized up to now since 2022. When I visited the Zamstat headquarters in Lusaka, they told me that the money were already sent to Central Province, but up to now I'm still a vulnerable, not yet received my payment from Zamstat.
The leader of the opposition, United Prosperous and Peaceful Zambia, has launched a scathing attack on named attendees, dismissing a recent high-level stakeholder meeting as a circus of clowns called upon by the Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ. Charles Chanda says the gathering was a sham, with most participants appearing completely lost. The meeting, called by the ECZ to discuss the roadmap for the August 2026 general election, was supposed to be a serious forum for political parties, civil society and the media to iron out the country's electoral plans. But according to Mr. Chanda, it was nothing of the sort. Speaking to reporters shortly after the meeting, the UPPZ leader was blunt, branding the entire gathering as a meeting of jokers.
We can't just gather people and then bring them in such a serious meeting and expect them and expect people to have a positive deliberation. We left what we were doing because we were under the impression that we will have a serious deliberation, not knowing that it was the gathering of jokers. This should not repeat itself. Next time ECZ is planning for a meeting, you write to the stakeholders. Ensure that the right people are in the venue so that you come up with issue-based kind of solutions that will advance the democracy of our country.
Luangeni Constituency in Chapata, Eastern Province, has completed 13 Constituency Development Fund CDF projects in the education sector between 2021 and 2025. Luangeni Member of Parliament and Deputy Speaker of the National Assembly, Moses Moyo, itemized the completed projects during a briefing. He highlighted the completion of a library at Katawa Primary School in Kazimule Ward. He also noted the completion of a library at Chipikula Primary School in Nsingo Ward. Moyo further stated that named schools which have been completed, classroom blocks include Makwelele Primary School, Kamwala Primary School and Mzilikazi Primary School in Makangila and Chikando wards. He identified others as Timbe Primary School in Kazimule Ward, Mchachanta Primary School in Nsingo Ward and Manda Primary School in Mwami Ward. We take a break. Do stay tuned.
Listen to One Love Radio main news. At 8 hours.
Those people just deliver money to what people want. Let them not get it as we voted for them.
13 hours and 18 hours. For news tips, call +211 224 4404 or email us on onelovenews@gmail.com.
More than 120,000 people have joined the Pope Leo XIV in Cameroon for an open-air mass, the biggest crowd so far during his 11-day Africa tour. Arriving in the economic city of Douala on Friday, the Pope reiterated his message of peace after visiting the country's Anglophone region hit by a decade-long rebellion the day before. He later warned of the dangers of artificial intelligence, which he said was leading to the spread of polarization, conflict, fear, and violence. For more foreign news, we monitor the BBC.
The Speaker of the Iranian Parliament has denied President Trump's assertion that Tehran is close to signing up to a comprehensive peace deal. Mohammad Bagheer Ghalibaf dismissed Mr. Trump's upbeat assessment of negotiations on issues including free passage through the Strait of Hormuz and Iran's stockpile of enriched uranium as 7 false claims. It's unclear whether ships are able to transit the Strait of Hormuz, despite Iran's announcement that it was conditionally reopening the waterway. Tehran has threatened to reverse that decision unless the US ends its blockade of Iranian ports. The ceasefire in southern Lebanon appears to be